Can you think of a time when God had to give you endurance and encourage you? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Nobody likes to go through difficult times, but there is something beautiful about the way we learn to rely on God during those times. And that's what today's Devo, which is a poem, is all about. It's called Glory of the Winter Trees, Part 1, by G. Cam Congleton. Sharp and sheer against the whitewashed sky, winter trees stand stark and frozen, not a leaf to greet the eye. Thick and thin, limbs lifted to the wind, shining in the morning sun, side by side they stand, crisp and clear, awash in winter's glory. Patiently they wait, watching, certain of the coming spring. I don't know about you, but I tend to wish away the winter. But one cold morning, God grabbed my attention as I rode by a small grove of trees, sparkling like slender diamonds in the sun, their naked limbs coated in icy frost. As I paused to soak in this unexpected beauty, I was hit by a soft twinge of conviction. Something about those trees got me. They stood barren and leafless, yet beautifully reflecting God's creative glory. The whole scenario reminded me of another kind of beauty described in Scripture, that of the soul. Like the winter trees, we may find that God sometimes works through harsh winters in our lives, helping us mature and reflect the beauty of Christ in unexpected ways. And though some winters seem to drag on way too long, we can be sure that God will redeem our sorrows. For Jesus goes before us in hardship. And in His grace, God gives us endurance and encouragement. Thus, the strength to endure hard times is not something we have to dredge up by our own willpower. So let's pray for the grace to receive this endurance, so that even in our barren seasons, we may, like the winter trees, be found glorifying the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now let's talk about this a little bit more together. Can you think of a time God gave you endurance and encouragement through a difficult season in your life? What was that like? Consider taking some time to thank Him for this. As we can read in Romans 15, verses 5 through 6, may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind and one voice you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, 2 Corinthians 4, 7 through 18, as well as chapter 12, verses 8 through 10, and Hebrews 4, 14 through 16, and chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you find today's message encouraging? Do you have a friend who might need it too? Well, I'd encourage you to share it with them today. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional, which is a part 2 of today's devotion with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.